This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, if we were to tell you here that there are maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people, and there are another 4,000 or 5,000 people outside, each one of us needs to take one to our home and look after them for another 10 years. What would happen? It would need a heart made of gold to do that. It would need a heart made of gold. We cannot get along with our own parents anymore. Your wife and husband, whom Allah has selected for you, you've had children together, you're not ready to live together. So what about a strange person who comes from outside? It needs a golden heart. And this is why, to solve your crises in your families and amongst your families and between husband and wife, children, parents and so on, you need a golden heart. Without that golden heart, which has in it the belief in Allah, you're going to solve no problems. But those people, what did they do? Subhanallah, take a look. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. What a powerful verse. Wallahi, Allah is describing the heart made of gold. He says, as for those, meaning the Ansar, the helpers who were in Medina Munawwara, who opened their homes and houses and they embraced their friends who were coming, their brothers in faith who were coming through from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and they gave them preference. They loved them for the sake of Allah, and they gave them preference even though they were in desperate need themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever can protect himself from that stinginess and from that level of wanting things for himself, if you can protect yourself from that selfishness, then you are indeed successful. A lot of us have problems because we are selfish. We want things for ourselves. If I don't get that post, I am going to continue fighting whoever gets onto the post. That's how we look at things. If I am not selected or elected, I am going to fight the person who is selected or elected. Well, only one person has to be selected or elected. And for your information, the rest of us need to acknowledge that that's what happens. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But we become selfish. And we don't learn from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their hearts made of gold. Let me give you an example. Subhanallah. They were told, the Ansar were told, the people of Medina Munawwara, that these are your brothers that have come to you from Mecca. They were wealthy. They were people who owned a lot. At the moment they have nothing because everything was usurped by the kuffar of Quraysh. And what we would like you to do, O Ansar, you will open your doors. Each one will take one. We will decide who will come with each one of you. And they were so happy. They happily took through these people. Those were known as Muhajirin. If it was in our time, they would be known as refugees. Refugees. And perhaps we would have put little tents outside Medina to say that is the camp. Let us go and keep them there until the problem is solved. And they would have stayed there for years on end. But Islam says that was not the solution. The solution was something else. Embrace them. They are your brothers. The only thing is Allah chose different parents for them. Amazing. What is the link between me and you? We are the same. We are human beings. Don't you have two eyes? Well, I do too. Don't you have five fingers on each hand? Well, I do too. Subhanallah. What is the difference? Allah chose different parents for me and different for you. You did not choose, Allah chose. Why were these parents chosen? So that you and I can have a sense of belonging, so that at least we can live a life having someone around us to take care of us, and having been people who can interact with others on different levels. One of the reasons why we have family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So take a look at these Ansar, what they did. Half of their wealth was shared with these people as inheritance. If one person had to die, today we have a problem giving out that inheritance according to the law of Allah to our own family members. We've got an issue. Subhanallah. How many times we have people who come about and say, Sheikh, is there no way that I can block this one son of mine from inheriting? Because he has never helped me. And you look at him and you say, there are no loopholes in the Sharia, nothing. No loopholes, you cannot do that. Maybe when you die, he will make the dua for you. We've seen it happening. Sometimes when a person dies, those who were good to him in his life, they took the money and they went. And the one who was not so good, he realized at that point, whoa, that was my dad. And he starts making dua in a way that there is greater benefit from that one. Yet the father who passed away would never have known better. Allahu Akbar. So don't underestimate the value. Those people were ready to give strangers who were brethren of theirs in the deen. Those people were ready to give them half of the wealth. They were ready to give them a share of the wealth of inheritance. But subhanallah, with us, we are so weak. We don't even know, and we don't even want to know the laws of inheritance, let alone follow them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us. So now we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a powerful leader, the most powerful leader ever in existence. Subhanallah. And look at how the solution of these matters were so simple, so easy, yet they required a great sacrifice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the successful. Who are the successful? Those who can protect themselves from their own selfishness and what we would term stinginess, miserliness. If you are miserly, you won't be successful. Remember that, my brothers and sisters. If you have the selfish attitude, you will not be successful. Maybe as an individual, you might see a little bit. But remember, we live on a globe. Holistically, we have a responsibility towards every other human being and all the other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the matter was sorted, so much so that some of the companions had even offered to give much more than just half of the wealth. But those who had come from Mecca were not lazy. They too worked very hard, and in no time they saw wealth.